Breakfast. Looking at your browser history, your internet is flagrant. What will you get mum for Mother's Day? Maybe something fragrant? Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.
Yes, here it is, the potty for a Friday, and this one lasts a little longer. It was good to chat. We had so many people to speak to today. Really enjoyed chatting to Mark Winterbottom.
So I was going
to
ask him, I forgot, did you know he was a movie star? He was the voice of Frosty in Cars 2.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
True is true.
Well, that is incredible.
More true than the fact he'd won only one.
Lockie had said it on his own website that he won Wanneroo in 2008.
Yeah.
And then he said, nah, 2016. I felt like saying, mate, come fix your own website up. Lockie Reed was in with us. Harley Breen. And what a day it is when the Pope calls your program and asks you to get a special message out to the people of Perth.
No, I agree.
That's exactly what happened.
I'm a very religious man. I've been to the Vatican. I bought my dad a cross.
There you go.
Blessed by the Pope.
But the Pontiff's people have been in touch today. The Vatican.
Yeah. What colour is the flag at the Vatican?
A bit of red and yellow, isn't it?
Is it white and yellow?
And anyway, the press officer at the Vatican called 40, said, I've got a story for the boys this morning.
If you've got time, this might be one that interests you.
40 gave it the... Who? The Pope? What? You're ringing us.
Anyway. And then they thought, we've rang the wrong station
too. No, they did.
Yeah.
But in the end, the message did get through.
Got through.
And the Pope wanted everybody to know, listening on Triple M this morning, he wants it to be known that he's urging people to be kinder to their mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And he's also asked mother-in-laws themselves to be careful how they express themselves.
So this is obviously the Pope's big speech that he's delivered.
Well, here is 40. 40, come in, mate.
Be kind to your mother-in-law. The Pope's urged everyone to be much kinder.
So 40 wrote it down.
To ease tensions. Yeah. Telling daughter-in-laws to make them happy and mother-in-laws to be careful how they express themselves, but everyone needs to take care and be much nicer to their mother-in-laws.
Yeah. So was that basically the message?
No, that was on point. That's exactly what he said
to
me.
What was the name of the guy that rang? You know, the press officer there?
It's Italian.
Right, so, well, obviously. We weren't thinking his name was John Smith.
Yeah, it was hyphenated, so I didn't remember it. Yeah,
Del Becchio something or other. Yeah, okay. Thanks, 40. Well, 40 did his best. He scribbled it down. He's got the message from the Pope, and we've done the right thing. We've announced it. Now, X, that music, it's almost too angelic. But how many people listening to us would have shocking relationships with their mother-in-law.
So I am very, very lucky. I've got nothing poor to say about Fiona, my mother-in-law. 10 stars, one of the most lovely, and does a lot for Em and I, which is, so I can't say anything negative at all.
And me neither. Deb is my mother-in-law. We've got a very good relationship. She's an amazing grandmother. And a wonderful, wonderful mother-in-law as well.
So we've taken the Pope's advice. We've hit the Pope's advice. We're very, very lucky. I reckon there's probably a few people in the car who go, well, I'm no longer married to the person, and part of the issue might have been...
The mother-in-law.
It could have been a little bit of involvement.
Yeah.
There's people out there, and as I said, we're very lucky.
I reckon
there are people out there not so lucky. Mother-in-laws, to some, could be an absolute pain in the ass, I'd imagine.
So we're about to invite listeners, X, to give their mother-in-law a spray.
Tell us why.
The previous mother-in-law or the current mother-in-law. Oh, you reckon that won't get you in strife?
Yeah.
How would the Pope, just get the Pope's music back up for a second. How will the Pope feel about us inviting our listeners to give their mother-in-law a spray? Will he be okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you think it's like sort of almost a confessional?
Yeah, you can confess that your mother-in-law's a pain in the backside.
Okay. What was the bloke's name for you?
The Pope's right-hand man in the Vatican is Cardinal Pietro Parolin.
Is that who called? Was that the bloke?
That's the bloke.
So he actually took the call from the Cardinal?
Yep. Nah, the Pope's right-hand man, yeah.
Wow.
Cardinal Pietro Parolin.
There you go. All right. A Friday morning amnesty, as ordered by the Pope, sort of.
Yeah.
Give your mother-in-law a spray. Or if you want to, if you want to give her a massive pump-up, you can do that as well.
The floor's yours. Baz and I have done a pump-up. We've got nothing but love and respect.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, sometimes, in a broken family,
Basil,
the fists fly.
Yeah, well, not physically,
but like, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Over the phone.
The sparks.
Triple M Breakfast with Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
John's in Balladura.
Johnny, good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Friday morning, mate. We're always up and about. We're talking mother-in-laws. The Pope's asked us all to be much kinder to our mother-in-laws. Where do you sit on this?
Oh, mate, mine's the greatest, mate. We're Italian, so she cooks us food, like all these pastas and cakes, and she's got them all ready for us, mate. So I don't think I need a missus, to be honest. She does all the cooking for us.
Your mother-in-law does?
Yeah, my mother-in-law.
Oh, careful. That's getting a bit weird now, John. But
Love. Sometimes love's love.
Oh, hang on. In
some countries, that's all right.
You can't stand in the way of love.
You're turning down wrong town. Imagine if the Pope's people are monitoring this, giving him the audio, and they go, hey, Pontiff, it's gone the wrong way on Triple M.
We're talking about swinging with the mother-in-law.
He'll be ringing back 40. He'll be taking the call, deciphering the Italian. Geez. Thank you, Johnny.
Brad.
Yeah, mate.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
Oh, we're going really well. Mother-in-laws, some can be prickly, some can be fantastic, but the Pope's told us all to be much nicer. How'd you find your mother-in-law?
Yeah, look, mate, I'd be much nicer if she made a bit of an effort. She deserves a bit of a spray.
Well, yeah, floor's yours. We're out.
Won't carry.
Nah, mate. She needs to pull her finger out and make an effort. She's got a daughter that hasn't seen her for God knows how long.
Really?
And two grandchildren, so we got kids. One's a 6 month old, and one's a 2 year old.
Yeah, really.
And I couldn't even tell you how many times she's actually spent time with them. So.
Does she ring them for their birthdays and stuff like that? Doesn't
not
ever do that.
Daughter.
What's happened, Brad? Why is she so distant?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you why, mate. And it's not even that distant. She lives in the next suburb.
No, but I mean, why she don't want to be any bar of grandkids and stuff? I mean, there's nothing better in the world, I'd imagine.
Oh, I know, mate. I know. And I couldn't tell you why. Honestly, she just wants to live her own life, clearly. And she's got a son as well. So Haley's got a brother. Yeah. And she spends time with him and his kids. Yeah. She either lives with them or lives in the same suburb.
Yeah, right.
But honestly, doesn't make an effort for us at all.
Hey, Brad, you're not going to believe this, but the Pope's people are monitoring this. And the message has just come through. It's tell Brad. Or give Brad the opportunity, they're saying.
Yeah.
Give Brad the opportunity, if he could speak directly to his mother-in-law, what would he say? Because she might be listening. So, Brad, away you go, mate. If she was listening right now, what would you say to her?
Your daughter misses you. Make an effort, please.
Well said, Brad.
There you go, Brad.
Well said.
Pull your finger out of your clacker and go see your grandkids and your daughter.
Yep, and to all the people in Rome who chose us to get that message out to the wider community, we thank you.
Have you been to the Vatican?
I have, yeah.
One of the more boring days I've ever had.
I was pretty good when he came out, though. All the people are there gathered, waiting.
I didn't see him.
Oh, you didn't?
Nah.
I happened to be there on a Sunday. He comes out. It's unbelievable. The crowd just goes wild. They got banners from everywhere and stuff like that. Pretty cool.
We didn't see him, but goodness me.
Good morning. Good morning, Your Holiness. Is it Your Holiness?
Oh, whatever. Sure it is.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Hey, how up and about are you for the V8s?
Can't wait. The V8's in town.
It's been a bit of a gap, obviously. COVID, this, that. Have a look at the scene outside the Bunnings store in Joondalup. We've got that incredible monitoring that we've got here.
One of the Baz's drones has gone rogue. We've put it over Joondalup. Yes.
And the great man Frosty, Mark Winterbottom, joins us from out the front of Bunnings. I'm not sure if they're serving the snags. We can't see that. Frosty, good morning and welcome back to Perth.
Good morning, mate. Always snags at a Bunnings, but you'll be happy to know I'm not cooking them, so you'll be fine. You'll be fine to come and eat them.
Mate, on snags, before we do go, before you do race, what is the pre... Because obviously you don't get to eat a lot where you're driving. It's not like me driving home and having a coffee and a bacon and egg roll. What do you eat before you get behind the wheel?
I like a big carb load, so I don't mind a pasta or something like that, but it's actually pretty hard to find sometimes. So with this whole COVID thing sort of made food and stuff like that a little bit harder to get at the track. But just a bit of a carb load. So load up and then hopefully it works, you know.
Beautiful.
Keep them up. But yeah, pasta. Can't go past. Well, it's a good pasta.
Yeah. Actually, Frosty, it's a fair question, I reckon. We're all into the F1s, of course, because we follow Dan the Man Ricciardo, and we all love the V8s. What would you say the percentage is, driver versus equipment? What's the formula, would you say?
Well, when you win, it's 100% driver. When you lose, it's 100% equipment.
Stupid car.
Now, look, it's Formula One's definitely more extreme for equipment. Like, you know, someone like Denny Ricciardo is one of the best drivers in the field. But if you're not in the best car, you're not going to win. But in supercar, a little bit closer. But I think next year we're going to see that become even more, you know, even closer with the Gen 3 and the Camaro versus the Mustang. So, but yeah, at the moment, probably 50-50. But what the drivers do is they can get attract personnel to the team. And, you know, if a guy likes working with a certain driver, then you can get someone across. So, yeah, you have to say 50-50. But Formula One's probably like 90% car, 10% driver. You know, it even gets smaller again.
Mate, for you, you've reached the pinnacle, Bathurst and everything like that. You've won. Is there a track that you do hold? I know Bathurst is probably the simple answer, but is there a track around Australia that you absolutely love getting to?
I actually love coming here. Not that
brilliant.
Saying
good
that
answer.
I'm here, but I actually love this track. I think the character and the difficulty of this track's really tough, but it's always been a well-supported round too, and it's been one of my more successful. So yeah. I think you like those ones as well. But it's funny, when they take something away from you, you realise which ones you miss and which ones you don't. And yeah, not yeah. coming here for the last 3 years, it's actually, we get a lot of, you know, Facebook messages, whatever, about, hey, when do you come to Perth, blah, blah, blah. So it's always really well-supported. And then obviously this morning we've rocked up to Bunnings and people have brought pieces of merchandise that are 10, 15 years old. Like, they really are diehard followers here. So, you know, I love this place. I love this track. So,
well, you won back in 2008, wasn't it? Was it 2008, that long ago?
No, I won in 16 here.
As
which,
well,
feels like 2008. But, but yeah, I've won a few times. I think I've had 7 wins here or something like that. So it's been pretty good. But some of the races, they've been the battles you have here to win it.
Yeah.
It can be done on the last lap at the last corner. It's one of those tracks. So you've got to earn it. This place to win here is it's a massive fight.
Is there a driver, and don't give away too many secrets, but is there a driver that you love most going head-to-head when you pull up the grid or whatever and your wheels are next? Who's the driver that you know is not going to give you an inch and you're not going to give them an inch?
Yeah, that's pretty well all of them. Yeah. Like, you dislike them all equally,
okay.
Don't you?
Yeah, so okay.
It's tough. But the thing about our sport is you'll have a rivalry with one bloke one weekend and then another bloke crashes into you the following weekend and you go, well, hey, now he's on my radar. And then it can chop and change so quick. But the sport's in a good place. Although one guy's dominating a bit at the moment, he's never won here. So you come here again and it's open who can win and we start again. You know, that's the good thing about our sport. Every time we go to a track, it's a different location, different circumstance, different conditions. So can chop and change pretty quickly.
Well, it's on again this weekend, of course, from today right through until the weekend, Sunday, Wanneroo Raceway, the Bunnings Trade Perth Super Night. So good to have the V8s back in Perth and so good to have you back on Triple M, Frosty. It's been great fun.
No, I appreciate it. Can't wait for the weekend. Thanks, guys.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
All sorted, all organised, and it's only thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
Yes.
That is it. Yes. I am done, sorted.
So often about.
Em, if you're in the car, you're getting perfume for your Mother's Day. Enjoy it, spray it, splash it on yourself. Happy Mother's Day early for you.
Very, very good, X-Man Shop. Chemist Warehouse's huge Mother's Day fragrance sale now ends Sunday, May 8th. That is Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's Mother's Day. I paid the... Paid the $29.99, Baz, for the Saint Laurent Opium Black.
Yves Saint Laurent.
50 mil only, $129.99. That's the version I got.
Yeah, so I said to Mum, what would you like? Mum's in her 90s.
Yeah.
And my mum actually said to
how
me.
How do you say the perfume I got?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Gee, fancy that
Yves Saint Laurent. And Mum actually said to me, if there's any Victor and Roll flower bomb kicking around, just the 50 mils. I don't want the 100 mils.
You don't need the hunch.
Just the 50 mils.
Because you only need one little splash.
Could you get me a little bit of that? I said, Mum, at $129.99 from Chemist Warehouse, it would be my great pleasure. And on behalf of the grandkids and everyone.
Yeah, no more red door.
No. That's it. Out the door, that one's gone. And it's Victor and Roll flower bomb for me. Yves Saint Laurent, opium for you. Shop Chemist Warehouse's huge Mother's Day fragrance sale now ends Sunday, May 8th. Triple M Breakfast.
Breakfast with Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Get the career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management. All nationally accredited. Australiantraining.com.au. RTO 2431.
When you want to talk footy,
listen to the roar.
There's only one man for the job.
They're loving it right now.
Our main man, Lockie Reid.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
What a star he is.
I'm going first. Now, the word is, saved this out of the rumour mill. Well, the word is that the mail had come from over east earlier in the week, the Perth call team not involved in Friday night football.
Sacked.
My understanding is
that Table booked at Scarborough Sporting.
My understanding it is that L. Reid went to the two expert commentators and said, if you guys back me in, I'm going to management and I'm going to demand that we call this game.
Absolutely. And the whole argument, Baz, was I walked into the bosses and I said, mate, here's us in Perth. We're $50,000 a night cheaper than the Melbourne team. Point. Why wouldn't you come good with point. The X-Man
Embers?
Well,
I don't
Embers,
think they're handing in timesheets, though. That's the thing.
Right.
I think they're getting that 50 if they work or not.
Right, okay. Well, my understanding is anyway that one of the two experts, Andrew Embley, said, yeah, I'd love to call Friday night footy. And the X-Man said, hang on a minute.
I'm a little busy.
I've already told my missus I'm doing the footy, but I'm going to the Scarborough Sporting.
That took real oxygen out of my life. I had bells and whistles.
It's going to be a good call tonight.
It's going to be a beauty. Watch Lockie Reid clear the floor.
Yeah. Actually, there's
it's a big out.
Who?
Beast.
The Beast's out. Yeah, got the old...
Spicy.
Yeah.
Beast out.
Do you need me to do the stats?
Yeah, do you want to do the stats? The Reds and Lenning stats with
Snoz,
Baz.
Snoz, how's Shoey going? There's six disposals there, guys.
Massive game tonight, no doubt about it. Interesting that Andrew Gaff was named as an emergency. Wow. You'd think that he would be the Medi sub and play a little bit of waffle tomorrow. Do you think that might be their plan?
That could be. I think he might just play waffle, wouldn't he?
Well, he hasn't played waffle since 2011.
What happens if... Yeah, but who cares about that? I mean, I was at a footy club. Hodge and Franklin played in the twos. Like, it's not the end of the world. But what happens if Shuey does... And touch...
Yeah.
What happens if Shuey does a hamstring
and
in the first second?
And then he's forced to play a full game. Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
So I'd be...
If you're going to play a full game in the waffle, then you play a full game in the AFL.
Waffle is 50% of AFL.
Okay, you like.
So
you jog around if you wanted to, Gaff, and you can get away with it. Okay. That's why Subiaco is so good for years, because they don't have people who jog around to get away with it. They're fully committed to it.
It'd be interesting to see tonight anyway whether he's the sub or whether he just goes and plays waffle over the weekend. As I said, South Fremantle he played for back in 2011.
Was he South Fremantle boy?
South Fremantle boy.
We've got that.
The Gov back in, which is great news. Greg Clark, great story.
Greg the Leg.
Yeah, Greg the Leg is back in. Great Subiaco footballer and gets his chance at the AFL level.
Got a good body on
Petrescu Seaton. Oh, mate.
Do you know what I was thinking last night? He could be a little bit like a Mick Barlow.
Mm.
That bigger frame, not full of speed, gets the footy. No bells and whistles. I can see a bit of a career for Greg De Leek.
Done everything in the WAFL. Played half back. He's played on a wing. And now, over the last 12 to 18 months, he's been playing inside
where mid. He needs
to
be. He's big.
Well-developed. Dockers, what do we reckon? Losing Darcy and Tabana. I think that's the big difference.
It's going to be tough. But, as we've said, if you're fair dinkum, if you are a genuine top four team, you go to Geelong and you beat Geelong.
But my thoughts are, win or lose. Mm. So win, they're fair dinkum. Yeah. They're going to play finals footy and they're going to be actual contenders. Yep. Lose, not the end of the world.
Not the end of the world if their defensive stuff works.
Yeah.
Because the defensive stuff doesn't rely on Darcy and Tabana. It's a team. So it's going to be sunny tomorrow in Geelong, unfortunately, Cats fans. It went a little bit windy, but I mean, if you got a cyclone, it would help with those two not playing.
All right, very quick quiz before read the play. Yes. All right, names of your buzzers, okay?
Right
question number one, which Eagle has had the most possessions in 2022?
X-Man.
Yep.
Nash.
Correct. Well very done. Nice. Yeah. Question number two, who has had the most tackles at the West Coast Eagles in 2022?
Basil.
Nash. No.
Redden.
Luke Shuey from just three games.
Jesus, that's not a good sign.
Jesus,
right.
Lock.
Who is the umpire's favourite at the Fremantle Dockers in terms of free kicks for?
I'd go Xavier, and I'll go the third favourite for the Brownlow, Andy Brayshaw.
Andy Brayshaw, two to the X-Man, zero for Baz.
Not bad by Baz. He's watched one game of footy for the year.
Very true. All right, question number four.
Game, I was looking down at the numbers a lot. I'll give you the tip.
Who has spent the most amount of time on the ground for the Fremantle Dockers this year?
I'll go Xavier and maybe Coxilla.
No.
I was going to say Pierce, but he came off with an ankle injury.
Right. What the fuck are you doing? Shot
putting. Who's the shot putter?
Rory Lobb. Oh, Lobb. He spent 98% of the time on the ground. That's quite amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And last one, before read the play. Yeah. Who has taken the most marks for Fremantle? I'll give you multiple choice.
Mm. It'll be
Schultz. Or Tabernacle. So they haven't taken the most for the team.
I'll go Schultz.
Schultz?
I'll go Schultz because he gets up the ground and jumps early. He jumps on air. Yeah. He floats.
Fantastic stuff. Here we go.
It's time to read the play.
Here we go!
Are you struggling at the moment? Like it's a Friday, it's the end of the week. No, just today. Like, are you struggling? You got a big day today, Lord Mayor.
Yeah, but Friday night footy lifts me up again.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a little bit flatter after I said I was going to the Scarborough Sporty because I've now got a couple of texts from the wife I haven't looked at yet. Mm. So I think I've been caught out there.
That doesn't go down that well.
No, life's always good, Dan. Yeah. Friday, beautiful weather's good.
No, well, I just want to provide some inspiration.
Do you want
to
me to be flat? I'm as flat as anything today.
You're flat. You've got a really heavy day. People driving the car, Shani, you're flat, aren't
flat
you? Yeah, can't get through the next hour.
That was embarrassing. I'd be flat after that too.
Well, this bloke is a basketballer. He plays in the EuroLeague for a Turkish team. And this, ladies and gents, driving in the streets of Perth, this will fire you up for the rest of the day. Be this.
We some dogs. Not just any dogs. We some pit bulls. Underdogs, and we don't care. We some pit bulls.
There we go.
With some pit bulls.
Yeah, that's all we are in
the commentary box. Some pit bulls. Listing the top 10 sexiest Freo players.
No beast, though. That's a big out tonight.
We've lost a bit of toughness. I'll give you the tip.
What time are we on Triple M Footy tonight?
We'll be off at 6 o'clock. Bit of a rumour, too, that a former, well, Channel 7 person with Paramount maybe sneaking in. Maybe joining 10 News first tonight to be part of 10 News.
Cut him off.
Get the career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management, all nationally accredited, australiantraining.com.au, RTO 2431. Go well tonight, Locke. Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Thanks, Baz. Our next guest has done it all. Comedian, broadcaster, TV host, actor, and beer enthusiast. He loves the stuff so much, he's made a podcast about it. That's the trick, talking. The Perth Comedy Festival kicks off this weekend, so he's here. Please welcome Harley Breen.
Oh, yes, how good on the flock of 80s Friday. Harley Breen in town for the Perth Comedy Festival. Morning, Harley.
G'day, legends. How are you?
Good to have you back.
Mate, I'm very excited to get back into the People's Republic of Western Australia. Cannot wait.
Careful. Hey, Harley, mate, great to have you back in the state, as we just said. Is comedy one of those things that with a bit of time off, you get a bit rusty, or is it just like riding a bike for you?
Oh, man, I'm pretty lucky. I've got 3,000 children, so I just put a gig on at home every night, whether they want to or not. I just sit them down and go, Dad's got to keep sharp.
Mate, I did see that the kids, I saw a photo on Instagram sitting around the table at 20 past one in the morning. Mate, I can sympathise with that. I just get in the car and drive aimlessly to Fremantle more times than not with my kids. Mate, how's fatherhood going for you?
Oh, look, it's fun, mate. You know, especially when you go through 2 years of relentless lockdowns, and you know, I'm very much an autobiographical observational comedian, and when you've got nothing going on, it's very hard to write. But when you've got kids that are constantly giving you material, it was a very easy show to write.
It is handy, isn't it? Kids, they're a wealth of information and a wealth of material. What about Perth and the borders? You opened up with that when you said g'day to us just a moment ago. 8:30 tonight, Rechabite Hall in North Bridge, brilliant venue in William Street. You can get tickets, by the way, megatix.com.au. Will you get stuck into the Perth gear a little bit? And do any Perth people get a shout out in your show, Harley?
I actually do reference a West Australian person in the show, not necessarily Perth, quite a distance away. Mm-hmm. It's in relation to the sort of end of my show, I talk about a car theft.
Yes.
I was on the road, and I was with the family, and we were in the mid-sized SUV, which is obligatory when you have children.
Of course.
And I got notified that my vintage 1978 FJ40 had been nicked.
No.
From my house in country Victoria. Yeah. No, not good.
Now, you were in country Victoria, aren't you?
I was, yeah. I was about an hour and a half out of Melbourne in Spa country.
Yeah. So what happened?
Well, I think the reprobates that took it were following me and knew I'd left town with the kids, because whenever we drive out, it's like we're going on an expedition, because you've got to have a trailer full of all the crap. Yeah. And so they took it, and I got a phone call from the cops. At the time, I was stuck up in Queensland because they'd slammed their borders shut again just as I got across. And I said, well, look, can I put something up on social media to try and get some interest in it? And it's the most shared thing I've ever done. And within 24 hours, people were like, mate, I've seen it. I actually got a message from a bloke in the Pilbara going, I've seen your car. And I went, you absolutely have not. There is no way that 42-year-old car just got across the Nullarbor.
And was it that car? Had it done that?
No, it had definitely not. He'd just seen a short wheelbase Land Cruiser. But we did get many photos of the car driving around Ballarat.
Yeah.
And then I was posting them, and then I was sent a ransom note by the blokes who stole the car. And at the time, I looked at the ransom note and went, oh, my God, are you writing my show for me? This is the best.
But did you end up getting it back, mate?
Well, yeah, listen, it doesn't even need to be a spoiler. I did get it back, because they drove it into the bushland in between Daleson and Ballarat to set it on fire, but I hadn't changed the tyres in 4 years, and so they got it bogged up to the axles. Pretty hard to set fire to a car that's half deep in mud.
Was it insured? Yeah. Most importantly, Harley, was it insured, and had they done you a favour?
Absolutely. She got a nice new paint job and some new interiors. It was good.
Happy days. Well, as Molly Meldrum would say, do yourselves a favour. There are still tickets available. 8:30 tonight, Rechabite Hall.
No, not tonight. I thought I heard you say that before.
6th of May. 8:30, 6th of May, Rechabite Hall. Good venue. And I reckon you know we're up and going again, X, when you can get out and have a laugh.
Oh, absolutely. And people from over East, Harley and his comedian friends, roll into town, put on a show. It's fantastic.
It'd be funny if you did turn up tonight, Harley. That would be disappointing, actually.
Running to the plane.
Good on you, mate. Tickets available, megatix.com.au. Look forward to seeing you over here, and go well, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me.
The great Harley Breen in Perth, 6th of May. Triple
M Breakfast. For more podcasts that don't stink, check out our listener app. You know what else doesn't stink? Your mum. After you get her a big brand fragrance for Mother's Day from Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.